I am down at the marvellous Satanic Building and I'm joined by the wonderful May McFetries. How are you, May?
I'm all right, love. Why?
Why? What's wrong?
Ach, just a wee bit tired and emotional.
Tired and emotional? Why?
Because I was just thinking of Johnny Hero and sort of miss him. I worked with Johnny all them years ago and I haven't seen him in ages. Just, is he keeping it all right?
Johnny is keeping the finest. And you know what? We want you to come on the show for My Favourite Things.
Oh, don't believe me.
Yes, definitely.
Oh good. Well, would Johnny be there?
Yes, Johnny would. Johnny would be interviewing you.
Well, that's the first thing.
There you go.
That's the first thing I want to be there. Johnny, act lovely. Oh, I'll do that.
Of course, we'll look forward to
it. I feel a lot better now.
Oh, brilliant, brilliant. So, this is your 23rd pantomime?
23rd year.
23rd?
My goodness. Started in 89. I was a wee young thing. It was about 3 stone ago.
3 stone ago. Have you been eating a lot of munchies since you started doing panto?
I love it. I'm a bit of a salad dodger, as you can see.
Oh, no, you're looking really well. So, can you tell me just a little bit about what is this year's pantomime?
Well, it's Cinderella, and Cinderella's lovely Jane Wiesner, absolutely beautiful girl, reminds me of when I was sort of 21. And we have Patty Jenkins and young Ciarán. There's the two ugly sisters. And we have Aidan O'Neill. He's been there this last couple of years. He'll be Buttons or Muddles, whatever. Aye, Buttons. Is it Buttons? And then we have Big Mark Adamson from Korea. He's gorgeous, so he is. He'll be the prince. And funny, Jane Wiesner, she's from Korea as well. And everybody, all the principals, will all be from here on this wee country of ours.
Oh, we've got a great wee country.
Oh, certainly. So, stick it out.
So let me in. Are you playing one of the ugly sisters? Or are you the fairy godmother?
I'm the fairy godmother.
Fairy godmother. Of course you'd be. Of course you'd be.
Fairy godmother May.
Fairy godmother May.
And I come flying in. I'm in a cradle and everything.
Are you?
The wires better be tungsten steel or made at the shipyard. I'd have to be brave and thick, wouldn't I? Don't agree with me.
Exactly. So what are your costumes like this year?
Well, the good thing about being the fairy godmother, I'll have just the one costume that I appear in as the fairy godmother, and then another one for the finale, because last year I had 9 changes.
9?
Dear love, I was more in the quick change room than I was on the stage. I had 9. So this year it's not going to be so bad, which is great, because I have to get my knees done.
Get your knees done.
Now, in Northern Ireland, getting your knees done, and everybody go, oh, is that right? Oh. But it's just arthritis.
Arthritis. You've got to take care of yourself,
mate. Oh, yes, I know. If I knew I was going to live this age, I'd talk about taking care of myself, love.
Well, you're looking really well anyway.
I'm sorry I can't say the same.
Thanks. I spruced myself up for you today.
Did you, love?
Yeah, I did.
I would have liked to have seen you before you started.
Okay, right. I'll forgive you for that one.
All right.
Anyway, listen, can you tell me little secrets about yourself? About being in panto.
About me being in panto.
It'll be between you and us. I won't tell you 105.
Well, all right. Well, you see, when you get the script and everybody, you know, the first day you'll see these people and they don't have to lift the script. They know it at all. Obviously, they've been doing nothing all year. But then when I get the script, I hold on to it like a gorilla holding on to a dead baby. Right to the very first night, I'm dragging this thing about me. Like, you ever see them gorillas in the mist? And I have, and then the boys behind stage and at the opera house, they know that I hang on the script. They're loving, don't they lift it all for me just to panic me? But now, this last couple of years, I've been trying my hardest, you know, to put it down a week beforehand. And I found out that it helps, because when they lift me, I say you can keep it, I know it off the heart now.
Oh, well done.
But that's what I used to do, that was a secret between you and me.
Okay, we'll keep that on the down, though.
And then if anything goes wrong, just blame the English. But there's no English there, so I'm going to have to learn it.
You're a chancer, May. You're a chancer. So anyway, listen, just finally, are there any kind of little hidden surprises in this pantomime this year? Obviously, Cinderella, you know, Cinderella, she does find her prince in the end.
Please, God.
Please.
But I'm just worried about this Basil Brush crater. Like, the last thing, you see, I'm allergic to dogs. I'm afraid of maybe Basil Brush being on the stage sometime. Next thing, all these hounds come in from the front door or the back door looking for the fox. You know what I mean? Maybe jumping all over the fox, maybe jump all over me. I don't mind the big fellas will bring the foxes. Anyway, so we're looking forward to working with Basil.
Oh, that's amazing.
I know, and then, as I say, Paddy and Aidan and all the boys and Big Ian Adamson. It's not Ian Adamson, he was a Lord Mayor, wasn't it?
Oh, we're getting cheeky there. Listen, remind us, this starts, what, it's the 8th of December, isn't
8th
it?
8th of December.
It's a long run as well.
We open a wee bit late, this year, but we'll go on for another week until the 26th of January. So it's so we'll start rehearsals in November, so November, December, January.
Okay.
Take out of your life.
You may start detoxing.
Oh, stop your talking. I tried that one other time. A nightmare. And I just stay the way you are.